Hey, y'all, welcome back to the Late Night Vision Show. This is episode number 143. And if you are looking for the podcast that's dedicated to all things night vision and thermal imaging, night hunting, hog and coyote hunting, scope reviews, this is the place to be. You found the right podcast. My name is Jason. I am the owner of Outdoor Legacy, and we specialize in night vision and thermal imaging optics. And as always, I've got my co-host, Mr. Hans East Texas, from the Hans East Texas YouTube channel. What is going on tonight, Hans?
You're struggling a little bit there. I was wondering if you could be able to spit it all out.
Hey, well, there's a lot to say.
Yeah, I want to wish my wife a special happy birthday today. And I'm doing this at the beginning of the show because she only watches the first 3 to 5 minutes of every show. And then turns it off as we get into talking about scopes. So happy birthday, Crystal. We should be in Vegas right now for a SHOT Show, but we're not. It's almost even better. We've got a lot of good information to come up, and we've got a brand new scope review for y'all this week. And not just a new scope review, but from a brand new company into the thermal market here. And we're going to be going through the full review of the InfraRay Rico MK1. And I'm going to tell you what, it's in the perfect time for this because people are getting ready for their coyote hunting seasons to start. Obviously hog hunting is always amped up and ready to go, but man, more and more people are wanting scopes for these coyote hunting tournaments. We've got one coming up. Jason, Outdoor Legacy Gear and the Late Night Vision Show is a sponsor for the Conway Farms Predator Hunt, the third annual this year. Third annual. And we have yet to win my team and one of my teammates, it's his tournament, and we have failed to win. We've gotten close, but we have not won. We had some good teams, but man, I'm excited about this, the InfraRay Rico MK1. We're going to get right into it here pretty soon. But I've had the pleasure and opportunity to hunt with this thing, for the last several weeks, before we, you know, the announcement was made, and you and I have been out hunting with it and have had a lot of fun.
It's a great scope. I tell you, I want to take this real quick. We talked a little bit last week on the podcast. We kind of did some industry updates and what we call the state of the industry of, you know, just kind of what's going on. But I want to talk real quick before we even get into the specs and about the scope and just say who and what, you know, InfraRay is, but because there's some questions on who and what this is. So we want to get this just out here now so people understand. So InfraRay is a overseas company manufacturing thermal optics, and iRay USA is a company set up here in Texas by Texans, by some guys who are good friends of ours. Hans and I know these guys. They have been in the thermal and night vision industry for many, many years. Some of the, longest players really in the night vision and thermal industry on the, you know, retail side of things. So these guys are not new to this. They've started this company, iRay USA, and they're going to be bringing in and selling the InfraRay optics. And so these optics are imported, but they will also be taking and creating a lot of their own optics, making customizations and special, you know, changing things, especially the way they want them on some of these units, and having their own branded units under the iRay USA brand name. So iRay USA, InfraRay, that's basically going to mean the same thing if you're buying a scope. It's going to be the same company that you would deal with. Again, they are here in Texas. These scopes that we're going to be talking about are made overseas. Again, we wanted to let people know who it is, because I know a lot of times people will see this name and they go, hey, that's China. Am I dealing with some, you know, Chinese company? Like, no, you're dealing with the, you know, Texans, with Americans. And so nothing to be concerned about there. I'm going to tell you, I am very excited about what we're going to see. This is the first of several scopes that I think will be coming over, I don't know how long. I mean, I think they'll be, you know, continuously bringing out scopes, but I just know over probably the next 12 months, there's going to be some other scopes coming. We're really excited about using them all. We're already testing another one of the models, And we know that there's other stuff that they're working on that we don't even know that much about, but the little bit that I'm hearing is exciting. And so we are really, really glad to get the opportunity to review this scope here tonight.
Yeah. So we're going to be, like you said, reviewing the InfraRay Rico MK1. I want to let everybody know that you can pick this up at Outdoor Legacy. If you get on the website, outdoorlegacygear.com, I know that these are going to be in stock very soon. By the time this episode airs, what's the date on this airing of the episode? Thursday the 28th or so?
Thursday the, something like that. I'm not going to promise they're going to be in stock then. They could be.
Yeah,
Thursday
but
the
28th. Very, very soon after. And we're we're very lucky to be one of the few dealers. There's not going to be many that are going to be able to have the opportunity, especially here in the early run of these things, to be able to sell it. Right. But again, outdoorlegacygear.com. If you want to call up and order one of these, call up and talk to Michaela and she can put you on the list, or she can go ahead and reserve your scope, 877-350-1818. Again, 877-350-1818. This is the InfraRay Rico MK1, and we're going to list out. We're going to do the specs. We're going to talk about ID ranges, who it's good for, the likes and dislikes, our all-around overview. And if you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify, I am going to include some video through the scope. I hope everybody appreciates how much work that takes, because that means, and this is not going to mean anything to anybody, but I've got to render the video three times for YouTube to be able to put the video in. And people are at home are sitting like, well, what does that mean? Well, it's more work, but we're doing it for you so y'all can see some video through the scope.
It basically means hours of more work for hours, Hans is what hours that means. So everybody always says, why don't y'all put more video clips in there in this particular show? Well, it's hours more work because we've got multiple video feeds, his feed, my feed, his audio, my audio. There's a lot going on to produce this.
The more that work that I could do behind this computer, it's the less hunting I get to do. So
that's right. But we all know that Hans does not miss hunting for much.
I don't. I know. But let's get into the specs right now. And I've got the unit right here in front of me, so I'll be sharing it while you go through the specs.
Okay. So again, InfraRay MK1 or Rico MK1. It's got a price of $5,999, so just shy of $6,000. It is running a 640 by 480 12 micron thermal sensor. It is a 50 hertz refresh rate. It is a 3 power base magnification with a 50 millimeter objective lens. It does have a 4x digital zoom. It has internal audio and video recording. It has a smartphone app. It's got a removable rechargeable battery pack. We can talk a little bit about that, but right now Hans has been doing testing on this because he was like, man, I'm getting a long time out of it. So he was like, I got to test this thing for myself and see. And he ended up getting a little over 8.5 hours on a bench test. Yeah. I think, and some of that was in the field as well. He was running a stopwatch, but
you were asking me how long the battery lasts, and I basically said forever.
Forever. I think a very, very conservative, in the field, the IRA guys are saying 6 hours. I think that's very conservative because, like I said, Hans, with some infield and just sitting on the bench, completely on screen on, like I said, he got over 8.5 hours. So I think that's very reasonable. Let's see. It's got a 2,400 yard detection range. Again, that is not going to be an ID range. That was what the manufacturer says on detecting. And usually that would also, I don't know how they figure their detection, but a lot of times it's a human size, person standing up out there. So it's got an AMOLED display, 1024 by 768 resolution on that display, 5 color palettes, 7 reticles, 4 colors on the reticles, picture in picture, IPS 6.7 rating, which means it's completely dust proof, waterproof, submersible to 3 foot for 30 minutes. It has got a 308 recoil rating. It has a 5-year warranty, and we're going to talk more about the warranty in just a little bit. iRay is going to have the so far the best warranty that we've ever heard of in a thermal manufacturer in the United States. It's going to be crazy. And one thing that I've been asked several times is to speak to the ergonomics of this unit, and it is very ergonomic. All of the buttons are right down the top, so left or right-handed shooters should have no issues with that. And I don't think I left any thing off, did I, Hans?
No, I'm going to talk about. Yeah, you know, let's walk around the scope a little bit. You got a rubber eye cup that can be removed. You see some pictures if you are following IRA USA on Instagram. I don't know about Facebook, but on Instagram, all of their pictures are with the rubber eye cup off, and it looks good when you take the cup off. I have not. I've just been testing it with the cup on. You've got your eyepiece diopter focus here in the front. So if you wear corrective lenses, basically what you're doing is looking in the screen, looking at the numbers and the writing around the edge of the screen. You want to focus that up to where it matches your eye. And then you have your, on the front here, this knob on top is your objective lens focus. So very easy to get to for quick and easy focus. Good tension on it. It's the right amount of tension, not too loose. The knob's not too loose. It's not too tight. Easy to get through. Like Jason said, you've got your four buttons on top that controls everything from getting in the main menu. You've got a quick menu that you can go and change your color palettes. You can change your zero. So if you're zeroed at 100 yards, 200 yards, or 300 yards, you can quickly change those. As well as some brightness settings in there. It does have video and audio recording. It does have automatic automatic screen refresh recalibration, which is an important feature too. So you can set that on automatic or semi-automatic. And, you know, you've got your battery here that sits very flush in the unit, pulls right out, sits on a charging stand, or you can charge the entire thermal scope with a USB, I think it's USB-C plug that's provided with the scope. You plug it in there and mounts into the, you know, plugs right into the wall. That's the way I usually mount my scopes, is I just plug the whole thing in the wall. But you can remove the battery. It is removable, rechargeable, lasts a very, very long time. We'll talk about this might be a good time, Jason, to talk about the mounts. You want to get into that right now? Right now, this scope has a one-piece, one throw lever, American Defense Manufacturing mount. It does come with a mount, but this is the one, the mount that we chose to test this
unit
with.
Wait a minute, hang on. The mount that he's showing is not the mount that it comes with.
It does not come with this. Yeah. This is the one we chose to test it with. The mount that it comes with, I will say this. Both Jason and I suggest that you get the American Defense Manufacturing mount, especially if you're going to be shooting this on an AR style rifle.
Yeah.
This is going to be the best option for you. And it's hard to describe without showing the other mount mounted on there.
The other mount is going to be good if you got a bolt action rifle and you got a Picatinny rail on there. It's going to extend the scope a very long ways back, which is going to give you that eye relief that you're probably going to need on a fixed stock rifle, like most bolt actions, you know, or again, that Picatinny rail is normally pretty far forward on bolt action, so you'll need that. On an AR-15, I think that it pushes it too far back, further than you need. And so, yeah, Hans and I both agree that this, you know, American Defense mount, which is, you know, if y'all listen to this show ever, you know we're giant fans of American Defense. That is a American-made mount. It is a lifetime guarantee, and it returns to zero. Those mounts are going to be $200, and I would, my opinion is, if you're going to buy this scope and you're going to spend $6,000 on it, you need to buy that mount for $200, unless you're putting it on a bolt gun, and that's just period. I think you need to buy that mount.
You got a $6,000 scope. Get the best mount in the business, American Defense Manufacturing. $200 is the best $200 you'll ever spend when it comes to making sure your scope is protected and well taken care of.
Exactly.
So ID ranges. This is a section I always get myself in trouble with, because Jason and I talk about this before the show, and he's like, man, you can't say that. That's too far. We got to be conservative because we don't want to give people an idea that you can go out there and see to the half, you know, bright side of the moon. So I'm going to try to do this and be conservative, not getting myself in trouble when I'm saying this. I've hunted with this thing a lot, Jason. You know, I've had it out. I've had it for several weeks, and I've hunted every night in really every condition you could possibly think of. The last five days down here in East Texas, it has rained and not just
misted.
Rain would be okay because it's like, okay, it's a downpour. I'm not going out. I'm going to stay in the house. But it's one of those where it's misting, it's cloudy. You go out and you think it's not raining, but when you shine your headlights of your truck and you see just the mist coming down, you know, lightly. So I've been out in it all. I'm going to tell you, I've got video, and this is a good time to show the video. So if you're listening on iTunes or whatever, you want to switch over to YouTube to watch it. I got some video of some coyotes that they were, I was on one hill, they were on another hill, and there was some very tall trees in between us, but you can see the coyotes on the opposite hill from me on the other side of the trees. That the distance on that was 250 yards. They were running back and forth because I had them all wound up from my collar, but they were anywhere from 250 yards, and then they started running out to about 300 yards. They looked crystal clear. I mean, in the video I'm showing is on 3-power base magnification. They looked beautiful. I mean, you could easily take a shot on the 3-power base magnification, no problem at all. I just didn't want to shoot through a bunch of trees, but you could see them clear as day. For all you coyote hunters, because I talk to a lot of them, and they're like, man, we love your videos, but we hunt coyotes. Show us some long-range video of some coyotes. So this is a little head nod to my buddies up there up north that coyote hunt. So, I mean, you could see them perfect. I was looking at deer easily at 500 to 600 yards and could clearly tell that they were deer without zooming. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I like to, mm-hmm. I do not like to zoom when I'm trying to suggest or tell people ID ranges. I like to keep it on the base magnification. But 500-600 yards looking at deer and could clearly tell that they were deer. So, you know, I'm going to say conservative, and this is for deer, coyotes, hogs. I'm going to say conservatively 500 to 600 yards. I mean, and I think that's a very conservative number.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Now, let me be clear. We say this every time. We're not telling you need to go be shooting 500 yards with the scope.
No.
But I do think that you can. I think you can get a darn near positive ID at those kind of ranges. I mean, I think you can mistake a coyote for a hog if you're not careful. I mean, not a coyote for a hog. I'm sorry, a coyote for a deer if you're not careful. But yeah, I agree with Hans. I mean, it is insanely good, and I know that. I guess we can say that's the ID range. I want to speak to something here since we're already kind of talking about it. Hans got into it on this scope's ability in this bad weather, and he's right. And it's funny. I had a guy call me today, and he said, man, he said, every time I watch y'all's reviews, he said, y'all are always apologizing for how bad the footage is because it's always been raining high humidity or whatever. And I said, well, we live in a rainforest.
We do.
And
yeah,
where I live, we get over 50 inches of rain a year, and we keep, you know, 80% humidity minimum at all times. Yeah. So there's a lot of bad conditions. Yeah. And he was laughing about it, and he was like, man, it must be bad. But it has been bad. We've had rain for a week, and then the week before we had snow, and then just some, yeah. It was overcast and wet, and it's been a mess. But so we have used this scope in some bad conditions, and I'm going to tell you something. And Hans, I'm going to say this, and we haven't talked about this, and if I say this, and, you know, you can correct me, but I think this is possibly got maybe the best image quality in a scope of this caliber in poor conditions that I've ever seen. Yeah. If we take the worst possible conditions, I think this scope outperforms about anything that I've laid my eyes on.
Yeah, and I would agree with you, and I think the way to judge that is a lot of times in thermal scopes, if it's misting rain outside or very, very high humidity or been raining or whatever, you can still see the target. When I say target, that means hog or coyote, whatever whatever you're trying to hunt, but behind it just looks like blizzard, you know, basically just all gray, no tree detail, like nothing at all.
Yeah.
This scope though, it does, in the misting rain that I had it out, you can still see some detail in the background. If there's a tree line or a fence line, you can still see, some detail. Obviously it's distorted a little bit because of the bad conditions, but yeah, I would agree. It's still, there's one mode, one color palette mode on here that really helps. It's called Highlight, which is something I'm like, I've never, seen before, but it's the Highlight mode. Whenever you get it on a target, get it on an animal, the surrounding goes really, really dark, and it really brightens up the target that you have it aimed on. You really have to check it out and see it for, to get the full effect. But you know, the color palettes, that, and we'll talk more about that, but the White Hot and the Highlight color palettes, are really my favorite with this.
Now's the time.
Yeah. They're
just the keep
best
going.
Ones.
I mean, if you're talking about the color palettes, go on. I mean, I know what you're fixing to say.
You want to say, well, we were going to, yeah. If you want to say that, I will say this, the White Hot and the Highlight are the best ones. Black Hot in this, thermal scope is not great. Is not very good. I would, I've only been running it in White Hot, and the Highlight mode. I tried the Black Hot, wasn't really my favorite. But the White Hot and the Highlight look really, 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 really good. A lot of detail. Black Hot on very good nights looks pretty good. But I think in the worst conditions, weather conditions, the Black Hot does not look good at all. So
yeah. No,
when you get it, expect to, hey, this is, you know, White Hot is probably going to be your favorite also when you get it.
Yeah. And so I have no idea if this is even possible. So I'm not trying to predict anything. I don't know if these are things that can be fixed with firmware updates. I have no idea. I'm giving ourselves an out. So if in a year, you know, this is not a problem anymore, maybe it's been fixed in some kind of a firmware update. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, I want to say that, you know, I was out with this scope, as well as another one of these infrared scopes that we're testing. And I don't want to beat this dead horse, but I was out with several other scopes right beside it that are really nice scopes. And on good nights, I think that there's a lot of other scopes that are right there in the game with this, but on some bad nights, I was just blown away with the detail that I was getting compared to looking through other optics, monoculars, and scopes where I call it soup. I mean, it's just like this gray blob. And I'll tell you why that is. People ask me, I don't want to get on this rabbit trail. People ask all the time, hey, what's going on there? It's just that when the sun has not been out and you've got rain or mist or whatever it is, the dew point is high, everything basically neutralizes to the ambient temperature. So you haven't had a spike in temperature and then a falling off. And so everything has just become, again, neutralized to almost the same temperature. That's why it all looks just kind of gray, and there's not detail in the leaves, the trees, the fence posts, the bushes, buildings. It's just kind of blah. But the animal, well, they're still the exact same heat as they always were, the temperature that they were, so they still stand out. But what this tells me is that it's just got a very sensitive sensor, and it's able to pick up some of that, you know, those minor heat difference. So anyway, very impressed with that.
Yeah. So moving on to who we think it's good for. Jason, you want to tell them who you think it's good for?
I think, and I know Hans is going to disagree with me here a little bit, because the more that we've been dealing with some of these optics that are 3 and 3.5 power, I'll be the first to say, can you hog hunt with this? Absolutely. But I personally believe, Hans, I think, is going to disagree. He's changed his ways a little bit over the years.
I
think that it's more magnification than I want to shoot hogs at 20, 30, 40, 50 yards. Can I do it? Absolutely. And am I already doing it with other scopes of this magnification? Absolutely. But I think the field of view for those kind of shots, I think that the that just the magnification is more than I want for those super close shots. Again, is it doable? Yes. I'm really, really bad about walking up super close on hogs. That's what I want to do. It's like bow hunting to me. I want to get in up tight. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a little tight for me. It makes me want to back up into that 40-yard range. And I think once you get there, and a lot of guys are like, 40 yards? I'm never going to shoot anything at 40 yards. That's too close. Then there's no problem.
Yeah.
I do think that any southern hog hunter can use this scope without a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that the guys who are going to be hunting bigger fields are going to be doing longer spotting stalks. It's going to be great for that. And, I mean, everybody knows where I'm fixing to go. Any coyote hunter, I mean, that's a no-brainer. I don't even need to go any further. If you're a coyote hunter, this is a scope for you, period. I mean, there's nothing more to say there. It is an awesome option for that. Again, I don't want to scare any hog hunters with this. You can do it.
I'll go ahead and make the case for the southern hog hunters.
Yeah. Oh, I know you will. I just think preferably, I think ideally for shooting under 100 yards, I would much prefer 2, 2.5 power. But that's just me.
Well, like Jason said, all you coyote hunters in the Northeast, in the Midwest, even on the West Coast, you're going to love it. A former guest, if you can remember back this far, Jason, James O'Neill from O'Neill Ops. He's been using this scope, and he's been coyote hunting with it up North Dakota. I think he's in North Dakota, right? It's been years since we talked to him, but he was one of our very first guests on the show. Very well known, good guy, great coyote hunter. He's got a very informative and just a great YouTube channel, O'Neill Ops. I know he's been hunting with it. He's posted some pictures with it. He's, coyote hunting with it, loves it. So obviously coyote hunters with the 3-power base magnification, it's going to be perfect for you. The good news about all you southern hog hunters, if you're anything like me, if you're a southern hog hunter, you're also probably a southern coyote hunter too, because we get out and, we are, me and my buddies, people I talk to on the phone, customers that call in, they say, I like to get in tight, for those hog drops and, hog hunts, I like to get to 50 yards, but man, we do a lot of coyote hunting too. So it's nothing for us to shoot a coyote at 200 yards. And I think, with some of these other thermal optics that are, kind of bumping up a little bit in their magnification, just the base magnification is coming up just a little bit. You and I hunt with a lot of 3-power optics, 3.5 power optics now, with some of the stuff that's coming out. This is a very good scope that you can transition back and forth no matter what type of hunt you're doing. Because we go out, we go to our spots, we don't see hogs, we throw out a collar, we start coyote calling. And, to be able to have one scope that does it all is good. If you've got a group of hogs, 20 hogs in front of you in a field, you're not going to want to go to 30 yards and start shooting. That's a little too close, like Jason said. But you're back up a little bit. But man, I'm loving the 3-power base magnification units on all the units that we've tested and used. I like it. I'm still a fan of the 2-power stuff. I think 2-powers is still good. But anything from that 2 to 3-power, even 3.5-power, I think is definitely usable in all regions and all types of hunting. Even if you're squirrel hunting up in Maine or,
I think you just somehow insulted a whole state, maybe two now, chupacabras in Arizona. No, I agree. I mean, I think it's, I think the magnification is good. The image quality is just outstanding on this unit.
It is.
And so, I mean, moving into that, I want to go into the likes and the dislikes, and I'm going to say, likes is, I think the overall design is nice. It's easy to use. It's ergonomic. I like the button layout. I think it's easy to kind of muscle memory some of those buttons and figure out where they are. I really don't have any complaints about the overall design and ergonomics of it. I think that, again, for me, the biggest deal that's really that I like the most is just flat out the image quality. I tell you something else I do like. It's kind of a minor thing, but it's the way that the display, when you look inside there, looks really big and you don't have a lot of clutter.
Yeah.
And so there's not a lot of stuff cluttering it up. I just think it's a really nice big looking display. Again, I do like the fact that you can get this American Defense mount for it. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that, again, everybody putting this on an AR needs to buy that. Mm-hmm. If you say what a dislike, I'm really not a big fan of that stock mount, but you know what? I mean, if we look at the stock mount on a lot of other, optics, I'm not a big fan of those either, unless they've got an aftermarket mount. Yep. So, you know, that's really a big surprise there.
I'm going to say, like Jason said, with the likes, the picture image and the clarity is what makes this unit. It's what's going to put it on the map. It's what's going to get everybody's attention. It already has with the videos that are being put out. I mean, all we've done, Jason, is put out just a few videos on social media, and we've already got people ordering it, you know, calling up and ordering this unit and wanting to order it. And it's been phenomenal just off of 30-second clips from some videos that we posted. When you feel this scope, this does not feel like a cheap made scope. The housing on this is very tough. I don't know exactly what it's made out of.
It's a combination of aluminum and some sort of composite.
There's
a lot of metal in it. It's a very nice house.
Yeah, it feels like it could take some banging around, which I know a lot of folks throwing these things sometimes in the back of a truck can do. Easy to use. Like Jason said, the viewfinder screen seems very big. It's not cluttered up by a bunch of numbers and, you know, what time it is. I really don't care what time of day it is. You know, I don't need that junking up my screen. The focus knobs on top, really easy to maneuver and go through. It seems like I'm not having to mess with the focus very often, which means I think it's, if something's further out, you know, obviously dial it in, but they could run up pretty close and it would still stay in focus.
I'll tell you what, hang on. Before you go to your dislike, I want to bring this up here because I'm going to forget it. This should have been brought up way early in the show, the warranty.
Yeah.
This was something that we teased out on the week before. I wanted to be sure on this warranty. Gosh, I wish we'd have done this 20 minutes ago. This is a huge, huge thing. And we mentioned that it was going to be a good warranty, but I wanted to wait. I already had it in writing, but I wanted to confirm with them this was the deal. And I got it in confirmation again. The warranty for their optics is going to be a 5-year warranty with a 5-business-day repair or replace guarantee.
Wow.
I've never heard of anything like this. So what this means is, and I want to be clear, because I've already had people like trying to game this system. Like, so you mean that if I live in Alaska and my scope dies, that in 5 days I'll have a brand new scope? Like, what? No, I didn't say that. 5 days from them receiving your defective scope, they have 5 business days. Within 5 business days of receiving your scope, they will replace or repair that scope, and it'll be on the way back to you. So they have 5 days to do something with it for 5 years. There is no manufacturer, as good as their customer service is, and many other manufacturers have great customer service, that I've ever heard make any guarantee that it would be a week or 2 weeks or a month. Because logically, if I was doing this, I wouldn't make that guarantee either, because I'd go, well, there's always something that could happen. And I have pinned them down on this. And I said, no, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have the inventory. We're going to hold back optics if we have to. We're going to be able to honor this warranty. So that's what we're being told, a 5-year, 5 business days, repair, replace. Never heard of anything like it.
Yep.
That's a game changer. And that's going to put some pressure on some of these other manufacturers.
Yeah, it's a strong statement from a company that Some people might be thinking, well, man, this is brand new. I don't know anything about this company. You know, there's a lot of companies out there that I've heard of that are big and famous, and you see their scopes everywhere, and this is brand new. Well, this is a very, very strong statement from a brand new thermal company that's popped up in Texas and is selling these optics. So, yeah, that's a big deal. I know that people, when they send their scopes in, one of the biggest frustrations is nobody wants to be without their scope. And they definitely don't want to be without their scope for several weeks or sometimes months. And important, they want to get back out and hunting. And that 5-day guarantee, business day guarantee, is going to be something that's going to be a big deciding factor for a lot of people that want to feel comfortable about the company that they're going to be doing business with. And now with this statement, it's going to make that a little bit easier. But so moving on from that, those are our likes. We'll talk about the dislikes a little bit. One of the dislikes that we had, and I'll talk about this because it's something I'm very familiar with. It's getting the videos off of the scope. I always, with all of my, you know, I take hundreds of videos off scopes and put them on computers and create content with them for the best picture clarity. So you don't lose any, of the picture quality. I like to take the scope, plug it right up to the computer and download it right from the scope onto my computer. So you kind of can keep as much of that picture clarity together instead of, you know, if you're Wi-Fi-ing it to one device and then you're Wi-Fi-ing it to another, you're degrading the video quality a little bit. So if you're taking it straight from the scope right to your desktop or your laptop, you're going to keep as much of that clarity as possible. This unit, it was not compatible with MacBooks. So I have both. I've got a Mac and I've got a Dell Windows-based laptop. If you plug it up to your MacBook or any Apple product, it will not recognize it. It doesn't show that it's there. It doesn't show that it exists. If there is a way or a workaround around
there's
that,
not.
Please let me know.
There's not. Okay. I was already told it is non-Apple compatible.
Yeah.
Again, don't know if that's something that will change in the future, but right now it needs to be plugged into a Windows PC.
Windows-based.
I was told that the when the app is ready, which we haven't seen the app or any of that yet, so we're not going to speak to any of that. Don't even know if it exists yet. I guess that it does, but that is going to be, you know, an Apple product. So,
yeah, so
or work with iPhones or iPads.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Whatever that's worth.
You know, Apple's notoriously they have more security features with their computer software, iPhone, that kind of stuff. So there's apps that you can get on Google Android that you can't get on iPhone because of security reasons, and that's good. But yeah, if you hook it up to your desktop, your Windows-based desktop, it'll recognize it right away. No problem at all. You can get them off of there, put them on your computer. But if you own a MacBook and that's the only thing you work on as an Apple product, you're going to have difficulty getting these videos off of the thermal scope until there's a workaround with the app or whatever.
You're not
going
to have difficulty. You're going to have to buy a PC.
Hopefully they get the whatever app they're working on done.
I don't know. I think that, I agree with that. I mean, I don't use Mac computers, but I mean, I agree that that's going to be a frustration. We've already mentioned the mount. I think, you know, we're trying to be nitpicky here, but you know, the black hot color palette's not as good as it should be. I don't know if anything else about this scope that I just bothers me. I mean, is there anything that we're missing? I mean,
no, those are the few things in Jason and I usually talk about this before the show, and sometimes we'll talk about our dislikes and likes, and sometimes we'll hold it back to be a surprise. I don't have any surprise dislikes for you on this show.
I was going to go, where is this going? Because I don't know.
No, don't have any surprise dislikes for you. But there are, you know, those few things that we talked about are things that you need to know about. The mount, if you're shooting it on an AR rifle, definitely get the American Defense Manufacturer mount. Don't say to yourself, well, I'm going to get it and I'm going to make it work. Just don't even try it. Get the American, spend $200 extra, get yourself a good mount. Expect when you get this that right now, if you've got a MacBook, you're not going to be able to get the videos off right now. If you've got a desktop or Windows computer, you're fine. And Black Hot doesn't look as great as we would hope. But I tell you what, the white hot and the other color palettes really, really more than make up for it.
I'm going to tell you guys, this is not a comparison show. We're not going to do any comparisons here. There's just, we're running out of time. But I'm going to tell you, this is a heck of an optic. The image quality is outstanding. I think that getting to use this as much as we have, especially in a lot of bad conditions, which is pretty abnormal for this time of year for us. We normally have some, you know, cool, cold, clear nights, which we've had some of that. But getting to use it in those nights, but a lot of bad nights, I think Hans and I are both just blown away by what this optic will really do. I mean, at first, I think when you take a really good scope out on a really good night, you know, I mean, even a just an okay scope looks really good on a really good night.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So the point I'm trying to make is sometimes what separates a scope out in its image quality is not the way it performs on its best day.
Yeah.
It's how it performs on the average and worst days. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important thing to consider because, again, it's like taking, you know, you can take a cheap thermal scope or a cheap thermal handheld or something and walk around your backyard and you go, this looks like $1 million. Well, okay, well, take it out there and look 500 yards and see what you see, you know? Yeah. And so I think that's what excites me. When I first got it, I was like, oh yeah, it's really good. Well, now having seen what it will do and gotten to put it up against a lot of other optics, I'm just blown away. So anyway, great scope. I can't say enough good things about it. I think if you're looking for something with this kind of a design, more of this traditional style design, with, you know, three power, with great image quality, battery packs, you know, recording, picture in picture, all the jazz, everything in it, I think you need to take a good hard look at this scope.
Yep. So again, we are fortunate. Again, we've been lucky quite a many times to be one of the few dealers that's able to sell this thermal scope. If you're interested in the InfraRay Ricoh MK1, get on the website outdoorlegacygear.com. If you check, we don't have inventory. We might be getting some soon. We're hoping to get some soon by the time this show comes out or shortly thereafter. But outdoorlegacygear.com. You can call 877-350-1818, and you can speak with our lovely office manager, Michaela, and she will be able to get your information and either put you on the list or reserve your scope right away. But she is answering the phones like crazy right now, and I know Jason is too, just trying to keep up with all the people calling in. But I want to thank all the listeners because, Jason, you know this too. Man, 95% of the people that I talk to, which is about 95% less people than you talk to on a daily basis, always talk about the show. Man, that's the first thing to talk about. Watch the show. Love the show. Thank you for all the information. Thank you for everything you do. We, Jason and I put a lot of work in these, and you know, we do it to deliver the information. Of course, this is a business, and you know, Outdoor Legacy is the company that is makes this show possible. So to support the show, is to support Outdoor Legacy. And we thank you for your business and thinking of us for any night vision or thermal optic and for telling your friends and family about us whenever, because we get a lot of people that have purchased scopes that have told other people about us. So again, outdoorlegacygear.com. Thanks again. If you are wanting to check us out on the socials, you can find all the past episodes of the Late Night Vision Show on thelatenightvisionshow.com. It's got all past 142 episodes on there. You can find Outdoor Legacy on Facebook at Outdoor Legacy Gear, or maybe just be Outdoor Legacy. I don't know if you changed it. And also on YouTube at Outdoor Legacy Gear and Instagram with the same thing. You can find me on YouTube, Hans ETX, H-A-N-S-E-T-X. Just released my best hog hunting videos, thermal clips from 2020 and Coyote. I've got some reviews of this coming up on my channel. There's going to be a lot more thermal video included in. You can see different ranges and different animals. And then you can find me on Instagram, H-A-N-S-E-T-X. It's Hans ETX.
Awesome. thanks for giving the big rundown where y'all can find us. We do appreciate your support. It means a lot to us. So for Hans and I, until next week, y'all stay safe in the fields and keep making those bacon pancakes.